Hey everyone, welcome back to The Good PM Life, your go-to podcast for everything project management, career tips, and all-around project success. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, your host, and today we're going to dive into something super practical and really essential for every project manager, the tools of the trade. That's right. Today, we're going to talk about essential tools for project managers, including reviews of some of the most popular project management software out there and how you can choose the right tools for your projects. So grab a coffee, sit back, and let's get into it. Now, before we dive into the specifics, let's chat a little bit about why tools are so important in project management. So imagine trying to build a house with no hammer, no nails, no measuring tape. You'd be totally lost, right? Well, project management tools are just like that. They really do help us plan, they help us execute, monitor, and control our projects from start to finish. So the right tool can either make or break the project. It can actually save you hours, reduce stress, and actually keep your team on track. But with so many options out there, how do you really know which one is the best fit for you and for your projects? Well, let's break it down. All right, let's talk software. So there are a ton of project management tools out there. But today, I'm just going to highlight some of the big players and share what I love and maybe don't love so much about each. All right, first one let's tackle is Trello. So Trello is a very visual product, okay? And it uses boards, it uses lists, it uses cards to organize tasks. It's like a digital sticky note that you can move around and which can make it actually really super user friendly. I actually really do like Trello for very small teams or for personal projects, mostly because of its simplicity and flexibility. Now, Trello isn't really one that I've ever really used for my professional projects, but I actually have used Trello for our home projects. I find it a very good tool because it's very visual and it's like a digital sticky note. Now, I like it, but I'm not really so sure that my family likes me managing their projects. All right, but with Trello, here's the catch. It's not really the best when you have very complex projects that require like a lot of dependencies and may require a lot of detailed reporting or budget tracking. It's really great for task management, but it can really fall short on very deep project management features. So if you've got a really complex project, this is not really a tool that I would really recommend to use for that specific type of project. All right, next up. Next one is Asana. So this tool is excellent for organizing tasks. You can assign them to team members and you can track progress. It's actually a very versatile tool and it works really well for both large teams and small teams. Also, there's this timeline feature that's really great if you really want to visualize your project's progress over time. Now, however, Asana can be maybe a little overwhelming at first because there's just so much that you can do with the tool, but the learning curve is actually worth it, but you have to be ready to invest some time in setting it up. All right, next up, Microsoft Project. So this tool is like the granddaddy of project management software. It is so incredibly robust with features for things like scheduling, budgeting, and resource management. So if you are managing a large and very complex project and you need very deep and very detailed planning, Microsoft Project should be your top choice. Okay, but here's one of the things to consider. It's not cheap. And it's not really exactly intuitive. So you might need to get some training to get the most out of it. And it's really better suited for seasoned project managers who really know their way around the PMBOK, which if you listen to a previous episode, PMBOK is the project management body of knowledge. All right, let's move on. So the next one I want to talk to you about is a tool called Jira. So Jira is a fantastic one if you're in the tech world, especially if you are in software development. So it's really great for agile teams. It has a very powerful backlog and sprint planning features. So developers love it because it integrates very well with their workflow. But, you know, Jira can sometimes feel a little too techy for non-developers. It is a super powerful tool, but if you're not really in a software-heavy environment, it actually can be a little bit overkill. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. All right, last but not least, which is my favorite tool, it's Monday.com. You know, it's kind of like the cool kid on the block. It's colorful, it's visual, and it's super customizable. You can set it up exactly how you want, and it's very perfect for teams that actually have some specific needs. And it also has automation features, which can save you tons of time on repetitive tasks. Now, I hate to say it, but on the downside, the more you customize, the more complex it can become. And so it can get really easy to get caught up in all of the options and lose the simplicity that makes it appealing in the first place. All right, so now we have reviewed some of the big names, but how do you actually decide which one is right for you? So let me give you some tips. All right, so the first thing that you need to do is you need to start by defining your project's needs. Do you need a tool for basic task management, or are you looking for something with maybe some advanced reporting and resource management? Understanding your project's requirements is the very first step in narrowing down your options. Okay, second thing is you have to consider your team size and structure. So different tools work better for different team sizes and different structures. So a small startup might thrive with Trello, while a large corporation might need the depth of Microsoft Project. So think about your team's dynamics, think about the level of collaboration that's required, and then choose accordingly. Okay, so the third thing to think about your budget. Some tools are free with limited features, while others can be quite pricey. Remember I mentioned that Microsoft Project is not cheap? You have to consider that. So you have to factor in the cost, especially if you're managing multiple projects. But you know, sometimes a tool's value far outweighs its cost, but you need to make sure it fits within your budget. It's super important to consider that. Now, with all that being said, go ahead and test drive a few options. You know, I said most of these tools are actually free. Some actually even offer free trials. So don't hesitate to take them for a spin. See how they fit with your workflow and if your team even finds them intuitive. You know, it's like dating. Try a few before you commit. And finally, consider how the tool integrates with other software you're using, like Slack or maybe Google Workplace or whatever your team relies on. And also think long term. Will this tool scale with your team as your projects grow in complexity? You know, I know that choosing the right project management tool can feel super overwhelming, but it really doesn't have to be. All you have to do is you have to take the time to assess your needs, go ahead and test some different options, and then choose the one that feels right for you and your team. Now remember, the best tool really is the one that makes your life easier as a project manager. Find that one tool that helps you keep your projects on track and fits your unique style of management. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into The Good PM Life. If you found this very short and sweet episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and go ahead and share with your fellow project managers. Do you have a favorite tool that I didn't mention today? I would love to hear about it. Go ahead and leave a comment below. Until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.